Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
So, folks, today, November the 21st, the Louisiana Campaign for Tobacco-Free Living will join communities across the state to observe the annual Great American Smokeout. And here to talk to us about it is Chrishell Stipe, Senior Manager, Health Promotion, Louisiana Public Health Institute. Chrishell, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me this morning.
So tell us about the Great American Smokeout.
Okay, so today, November 21st, is designated for the Great American Smokeout. We call it GASO for short. It first started about 50 years ago by the American Cancer Society, basically a national movement across the U.S. to combat tobacco use. The first one that was held in 1976, nearly a million smokers quit for the day. So it became something significant. So every year in November on the third Thursday, we basically celebrate and educate folks on the Great American Smokeout.
Do we recall, I mean, I know there's been significant gains, right, relative to smoking and the percentage of the population that smokes today as opposed to many years ago. Do we know, like in 76, what percentage of the population was smoking and what percentage is smoking today?
Oh, yes. Definitely in 1976, a large amount of the population was smoking. I don't have the percents off the top of my head. Today, it's definitely decreased just with years of, you know, finding out that connection between smoking and the onset of cancer and the smoking and the effect it has on other diseases. So the number has decreased. In Louisiana, we're still at 21% of Louisiana smoke. Which is still a little higher than the national average.
So what is the national average?
The national average is about 17%.
Oh, wow. And we're at, 21% you said?
21%. Hmm. So we've done, a lot of progress has been made over the years regarding smoking and tobacco use. People have decreased, but we still have a number of folks that continue to smoke, those who are highly addictive, the heavier smokers, and just those who utilize smoking and tobacco products to help cope with issues in life and stress, just like other substances. So we do have a large increase.
So these numbers include vaping and all of these other exotic ways of smoking nowadays?
Yes. Yes, it does. So, yes, over the years, companies have become very creative and trying to get folks to use tobacco products. Definitely youth and adults along with that by selling what we would call electronic nicotine devices. These are e-cigarettes. These are vape products that provide nicotine to folks. It's different from the combustible burning cigarette, but it does provide nicotine to folks. And it's not healthier. It's been advertised as being healthier, but it's not. There are other health issues that these products cause.
And obviously the cost of health care, we're all impacted by this, right? For our state, whether it be Medicaid, Medicare, commercial insurance, the more smokers that you have in a geographic region, typically the higher your health care costs are, correct?
Definitely. Your premium is higher if you're a smoker, and that's a cost for businesses, an increase in cost for the individual. And then overall, just healthcare costs in Louisiana totals like $1.8 billion due to tobacco use and smoking. Also, Medicare costs, they're reaching almost $800 million due to smoking. And then just for the individual, just to the tax burden on the household is about $1,200 per household.
So yes, say that again. So the tax burden, state and federal tax burdens, as it relates to smoking, amounts to about $1,200 per household in the state of Louisiana?
Yes, sir.
That's a big number.
It is. It really is. It really is. And then, you know, you're talking about the cost on the person, too. You know, it is an addiction. Along with habit. And so we do provide services to help people deal with that. But the cost of purchasing these products, if you add that up, you know, it depends on a pack of how many packs they smoke a day. You know, it could be up to $1,500.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
So, and there is a disproportionate number of those of the lower socioeconomic group that smoke already, right? So they're even disproportionately impacted by the cost of cigarettes in order to fulfill or satisfy their habit.
Exactly. Usually those without a high school diploma, you know, those who are making a low amount of money for the year, less than $15,000, or even less than $50,000 annually, there we find that they're smoking more compared to others, and it's linked to those social determinants of health. You know how you know food costs are high, just the cost of living is high, and people are struggling, and they're trying to cope and dealing with that stress, healthcare costs, those types of things. So it all goes back to those who are trying to cope with life issues, and we're noticing that is causing an increase in using tobacco products.
Now, I remember a while back there was some reporting about menthol cigarettes and some of the dangers of that actually may be greater than other type of cigarettes. Am I remembering this correctly?
Yes, you are. Yes. Menthol cigarettes. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Menthol cigarettes are marketed for certain populations to get them to easily get hooked on the product. If you know what menthol is, it's a cooling agent. We see it in other products. We see it in ointments. We see it in lip balm. But menthol is meant to cool the cessation when you're smoking, so it won't be so harsh. So it's easily for folks to handle a cigarette and to start smoking and then eventually get addicted. And groups that are focused on that, that they targeted is youth, young folks. Young folks mostly smoke menthol and flavored cigarettes, so it'll be easy for them to start. The African-American community has been marketed, that's been marketed to the African-American community historically. And then there's other populations. Native American populations have been targeted for menthol cigarettes. Now, menthol, it's easy to get started, but it's proven to be difficult to quit when you use menthol products. It's not impossible, but many people who smoke menthol and try to quit actually report that it's extremely difficult.
And then you have the issue of secondhand smoke. My mother was a smoker, 3 packs of Pall Mall a day. I remember telling her that it felt like I grew up in an ashtray and that I was probably going to die of secondhand smoke before she does. She's still alive, fighting lung cancer today, stage 4 lung cancer. But, you know, when you're smoking, 60 Pall Malls, the odds are not in your favor.
Right. Secondhand smoke, it's basically 2 types of smoke. It's a smoke that's being exhaled from the end of the being exhaled from the mouth of the smoker, and then you have the smoke that's being streamed from the end of the cigarette that's not being filtered. So many people would believe that, you know, okay, I'm not getting, you know, as much exposure than the person that's smoking. But if you're around someone, I would say 20 minutes of exposure indoors from secondhand smoke, you can increase your risk of having a heart attack and stroke. People don't believe that, but it's actually true. When you live and grow up with a smoker, you are increasing your risk of developing some type of chronic illness from receiving that secondhand smoke. And definitely we know that tobacco smoke, smoking affects lungs and causes lung cancer. And lung cancer actually is it's a diagnosis that people usually find out in the later stages, or they find out accidentally, like if they're going in for another type of screening and the doctor may find, you know, it on an MRI, it may be diagnosed that way because the symptoms early on is not noticeable. Once you notice the symptoms, it's usually in a later stage, unfortunately.
Yeah. So y'all are having events across the state. The Mount Olive Christian School started at 8:30 this morning in Athens, Louisiana. Alpha Lambda Chapter of Omega Psi Phi at 11 at Southern University in New Orleans out on 6400 Press Drive. Exxon Mobil on Howell Boulevard in Baton Rouge from 8:30 to 10:30 today. And Southern University in Shreveport College Success Class presentation. Johnson Recreation at noon to 2 out on Berg Jones Lane, 2800 Berg Jones Lane in Monroe. So obviously big events today, and we thank you for joining us and sharing this information of the Great American Smokeout Day. Thank you so much, Chriselle Stipe.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. Have a good day.
You too. All right, we'll be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us.